Governor Abbott's been engaged in a bit of political extortion this week using a suggested threat. He could once again shut down Texas if we don't all be good little subjects of our masters and follow his lifestyle advice. State Senator Bob Hall said it best in a statement, "Texas has now gone full circle from a dictatorship to a republic to a sovereign American state. Now it appears that as long as we allow the governor's actions under the Disaster Management Act, we are expected to live as if we have a monarchy. Who knew the flame of Texas liberty would be extinguished by the stroke of a pen without a shot fired?" Abbott's legal authority to shut down Texas and order free citizens to stay home is questionable and is being challenged. But at least those orders were made in the face of the worldwide panic and at least a veneer of the lethality and infection rate of a new coronavirus version being unknown. However, Texas local officials are still making new orders with Abbott's consent and seeming support based on virus numbers and a now well-known lethality rate that are so far from the early apocalyptic numbers used to justify overreach by government as to be representative of an almost completely different disease. Greg Abbott's turned political extortionist, or maybe monarch, in the words of Senator Hall, using local officials as henchmen to do his work so he can shed much of the blame, typical for a poll-driven politician. But remember that both an extortionist or monarch has only the power we give him. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.